I was down at the mall in Lakeland. I was looking for a parking place. Usually you can find one, but it was just not to happen, you know. And guess what I did? I said, God, could you open a parking space up for me so I don't have to park out in the middle of the street? And lo and behold, I just turned the corner and there was one right in my face. Now, some people say, oh, you're being superstitious about it. But you know what? And I, by the way, I did thank the Lord for it afterwards, but sometimes we forget not to. Just a little request like that, it may be, I'm going to use that word minuscule, I think I used it last Sunday, but it just something, just small, nothing fancy or anything, and it happened. So when you're at that point and there's something frustrating going on in your life, don't be reluctant to ask God to help you out. That is what the scripture just said, that Christ said to the disciples. Christ said, if God cared about the lilies of the field, don't you think that he cares more for us? That should give us a boost and an encouragement to be people of prayer. Now, the Sunday school lesson over at Fort Meade this morning, and one of the verses happened to be, you know, God knows what you need before you ask for it. And I was devil's advocate, and I said, and I just stayed 5 minutes before I left, and I said, well, what's the use of praying if God already knows about it? And you know what? And I'm glad I heard several responses, because it's what I wanted to hear. God wants us to ask him. He really does. It's not a matter of us squirming for an answer. It's that God wants us to speak to him as frequently as possible. And you know, it really happens. And you know, you cannot limit prayer at a certain place or a certain time. You can pray. I was out a couple weeks ago with somebody, and they wanted to say a prayer about something. I don't remember what it was, but anyway, after he was finished, I said, pray that over. I forgot to close my eyes. I was the one driving. If I'd have thought, I'd said, I'd hold my hands like this and put the power steering on, but I did not the power steering, but the automatic cruise control and everything. But really, seriously, a lot of times we only pray when we are in desperate circumstances. Found an old story the other day I was reading. It took place in my home state in old Kentucky. And it happened around 1780. There were two men walking through a field. And when suddenly, and yes, they had them back then, there was an angry buffalo stampeding their way. Instantly, these men headed toward a nearby woods for cover. That irate buffalo chased them in hot pursuit, and it was soon apparent that they were running out of steam. Terrified, one of the men shouted to the other, start praying, Fred. We're in for it. And Fred's answer said, I can't. I've never said a prayer out loud in my entire life. And the other fellow said, but your daddy was a Presbyterian preacher. Surely he taught you some prayers. And Fred said, all right, I'll say the only prayer I know, the one my father always taught us to pray at the supper table. And he started praying, Heavenly Father, for what we are about to receive, make us truly grateful. We should give thanks for the upcoming holidays, and hopefully not only to give thanks, but to be grateful. You know, what hurts me the most is seeing how commercialization has set up to where they jump from, say, we go from Easter, and then they go 4th of July, then Labor Day, and Halloween, and then they jump all the way to Christmas, and somehow Thanksgiving gets in the crunch. And they really don't spend time focusing upon it. I'm not sure Thanksgiving, except for selling turkeys, isn't that profitable compared to some of the other holidays. But you think about it. Do we get short shrift by how things are done? And I think we do. Thanksgiving should be one of the most important holidays on the calendar. But yet, a lot of times people tend to forget it. And food takes the priority. That has become the tradition, not the thankful part. And we should remember that. But you know, some people don't feel much gratitude for various reasons. They act worried as if that buffalo were catching up with them. There may be anxiety, concern, loneliness, distress, or just plain boredom in their lives. Sometimes it's difficult to follow the guidance of the Lord and not worry. But yet Christ said, don't worry. But you know, you can't help it. It's human nature. If you have bills due, if you've got a health issue, or whatever it may be, worried about your children, your grandchildren, what's going on about it, it's difficult to come to grips with it and just say, I'll turn it over to the Lord. Yes, you can turn it over to the Lord and allow the Lord to handle it, because a lot of times we're not in control. And as Thanksgiving draws nearer, it would be more advantageous to focus upon God and His recent blessings given to us. However, just look at the world around us. It can also be difficult to give thanks to the media, whether it's newspapers, television, cyberspace, inform us about the abuses of meth and other drugs, which are at an epidemic high. We hear of scandal and dishonesty and violence in government, politics, and religion. It's a very dismal world in many ways we live in. Our churches are often all too ambivalent or antagonistic to speak of God's grace with those who need it the most. Now, think about this. If you were living around here in the 1840s, here in Florida, and you know, your biggest concern would have not have been meth or cell phone outage. And reading about Florida territory, it stated that people, even here in Polk County, came to church armed with their muzzle-loading rifles. And some churches, I've heard, still have notches on the wall where they hung their rifles, just in case the Seminoles decided to go on the warpath. Now, that's one stress you don't have to worry about. I've not heard of an uprising in a long time. But you think about it, every generation has had its dreads and fears. That generation of courageous men and women and children, they would go to church with a possibility of danger looking behind every palm tree and bush. We don't have that anymore. And look, people don't come to church anymore because they've got a lot of other things to do, and it's more important. You just prioritize some things, and then people will come and say, well, I've had this to happen, I've had that to happen, and all that, and I just don't have time for church. Well, if you've got problems, what is a better place to go? Where is a better place to go than church? You can come sit in a pew even before the service starts and pray, even during the prelude. That's an important thing to keep in mind. And these people who are, I guess, they do have some legitimate reasons for staying away. And this wasn't in the sermon, by the way. But I think that they need to get here. And they need to be in other churches, too, who are missing out. This is not the only church. A lot of churches have suffered since the COVID epidemic. And I guess some people feel more comfortable in their bathrobes. But on this Sunday, be thankful you're not dodging tomahawks you're praying that for a prayer request you stay alive and have your scalp by the time you get home. However, God intervenes in the problems of our daily routine by encouraging us not to worry about such matters. Sometimes it can be very, very difficult not to fret. The cares and troubles of this life may seem so overwhelming that all efforts and labels accomplish as little or nothing at all. Most days, worry is at the top of the list. People wonder, where is God when suffering is so rampant? Doesn't God care about this world's pains? Well, it's in circumstances like these when the Lord's words speak to us more clearly. Let not your heart be troubled. God will provide. Logically, we can step back and tell ourselves things are not as bad as they seem. The anguish and emotion of troubling situations can often get the better part of us, and we lose sight of the bigger picture. There are indeed many, many blessings which occur in our lives, but we are either too busy or distracted to see them. Our task as Christians is not to expect that God will hand everything to us on a silver platter. Instead, we are to seek out those priceless treasures that have already been received and to be in gratitude to God. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks." That's even when negative things happen to you. Tell God, thank you. There will be something rewarding come out of even bad things. Even when you may be sick, or maybe when you've lost money, or whatever it may be, there's going to be something good come out of it. Because God never changes. God is going to reward us. But several years ago, there was a story about a humorous and eccentric minister who had several churches in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I don't know if any of you have ever been up in that neck of the woods, but as somebody told me one time when I thought about taking a church up there, you only see the ground 3 months out of the year. Well, it was in December when this happened, and the people were always amazed and hit this man's church for no matter what the situation or trouble, the minister could always find something to give thanks regardless of the circumstances. As he traveled to church on that cold December morning, he was late in getting to worship service because he had to encounter something we don't. He had excessive snow drifts in the road, so he had to drive at a snail's pace to get to the church. So the minister started the service with an invocation prayer, and so his parishioners were in eager anticipation to hear what the old preacher could conjure up to be thankful on this dismal and frigid Sunday morning. His prayer began, "Heavenly Father, we thank you that all days are not like this one." And you know, that's a good point to be. Sometimes we go through things or whatever it may be. We go through hurricanes. And we know it's going to be over, regardless of the destruction. But we know a lot of things will come to pass. And that's what I try to remember, that whatever it is will come to pass. If you worry, it's going to add crow's feet around your eyes. It's going to cause more wrinkles and a lot of things. But there are people who are excessive worriers. They never know when to let go. And that's the problem. We are all worriers. There's no doubt about it. But why can't we let God take care of a lot of those worries? Hey, he took care of you when you were a baby. He took care of you when you were a child, teenager, young adult. Let's go on up, middle adult to senior adults. God has never let go of you. God still wraps you in his arms every day of the week. Don't forget that. Pray to God that wherever you go in the day, maybe out driving, maybe you have to go to the store, pray God protects you in that. And ask God to protect the other drivers and for you to watch out for pedestrians, whatever it is, and for you to keep from falling. Whatever it comes before you, God will take care of it or help you take care of it. You know, as Christians, we are called not only to praise the Lord with our voices, but to praise him with our hearts as well. When we stop stressing out and worrying about our own wants and desires, the needs may be more clearly seen around us. You know, the happiest people I see around between Thanksgiving and New Year's are those who volunteer at soup kitchens or in clothing rooms or at community centers, you know, where they can help people out. Why? You forget your own problems, and you see there's people out there suffering a lot worse than you are. And so by giving, I think you are really making yourself feel younger by doing so. Those who sit home, now those who are able to get up and go out, that's who I'm talking about. But those who can't get out, they can pray for those people and the programs involved in that. And that's an important thing to do between now and New Year's, and even year round would be preferable too. But in giving freely of our time and talents and treasures, we'll reinforce our trust that God will take care of us as well. For Christ said, and I read it earlier, "For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." He always put, Christ always placed the Lord ahead of anything. And guess what? God will bless us if we put him number one. Nothing else number one. And then second, third, fourth, and fifth can be on the list as well. But there's indeed much to give thanks this week. But remember to set aside some time to thank God for the multitude of blessings that you receive daily. But here's the difficult part. Ask God to permit you to reciprocate that divine grace given freely to you by the Lord, so that you may be a blessing to someone else in need. That's what it's all about. Let us pray. Lord, as we enter this week of Thanksgiving, let us already be thankful for one thing, for being in church. Let us be thankful for the food we have, the roof over our heads, the clothing on our bodies, our family and friends. Oh, there's a plethora of thanks that we could give. And all things, God, you are responsible for it. As we start this week, and may we remember the things that you have placed in our lives. May we use them for your benefit and for the people we encounter. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.